Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to our show today, let me remind you that on May the 15th, we have in our church at First Conservative Baptist Church at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. In our church, we'll have the Mark V Quartet singers. It's a group of men. There's 5 of them. Randy, Dean, David, Rudy, and Max. It's a group that we've had before. We'll have them with us singing. Want to give you a little brief illustration of what you hear in the concert on Sunday morning, May the 15th at 10 o'clock right here at First Conservative Baptist Church. Listen for just a moment before we get back into our show for today.
I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a sample of some of the wonderful singing. By the way, Beulah Land was being sung then. That's one of my favorites, by the way. There are a lot of the oldies, the good gospel singing. By the way, there's no cover charge. There's no ticket cost. It's a free concert at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, right here in the heart of Mandarin. It'll be at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, May the 15th. You're invited. We'll be talking about that from day to day between now and the time of that special event. So let me invite you to join us as we have that wonderful time of singing and worship together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today famine in America. We're talking about famine of the word. We're talking about famine of food, famine of those things that are so vital for us. Ladies and gentlemen, today with the war in Russia against Ukraine, I believe it's just the fuse, if I can call it that. It's just the fuse of the coming global World War III. I've said this now since the invasion of Ukraine by the Russian armies. I've said that we're watching the stage being set for Ezekiel 38 and 39. Your leisure, read those two chapters in the book of Ezekiel. You'll find where Russia will lead 5 nations. All of them will be Islamic nations or controlled by Islam. They'll come against the nation of Israel, and as a result of that, it will lead into that global conflagration, and ultimately, not just the war with Russia, but ultimately going into that battle that's called the Battle of Armageddon, which will be the final conflagration on a global basis that will lead to the wrap-up of this old world and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article where it says, Millie, colon, Ukraine war will last much longer than we anticipated. The top U.S. general acknowledged that he believes the Russian-Ukraine war will last much longer than previously anticipated. And notice now what he says, and will, not may, but will develop into a protracted conflict. The next paragraph says, even though we're months plus into the war, there's much of the ground war left in Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, told the House Armed Services hearing on Tuesday when asked about the asked by Representative Bill Keating, Democrat of Massachusetts, quote, but I do think that this is a very protracted conflict. And I think it's at least measured in years, not months or weeks. I don't know how much, maybe even a decade, but at least years to come for sure, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't hear that on the Communist Network News. You will not hear that on the socialist Marxist media. But we're watching the stage being set. Now, how do I know that? Based on the authority of the Word of God, I know that Russia and China and Germany and these five nations that are mentioned in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 38 and 39 will come on the scene. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set for the eschatological prophetic text to be fulfilled just as God's word says it will happen. Now, I don't know about you, but I get excited about it. Not excited about the wars and the rumors of wars and the difficulties, but excited and encouraged and comforted when it jumps off the pages of the Word of God coming to fruition exactly as God said it would take place. So we're watching the fuse of the global conflagration in World War III as it's being set up. That's my opinion. You can disagree or you can agree. You can ask questions. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But I believe as a result of the Ukrainian-Russian war, we're watching this Marxist, socialist, Marxist, communist administration, Joe Biden. Yes, I call it that. The socialist, BLM, Marxist, communist administration being led by President Joe Biden, which is a false president, an illegal president. We're watching that man and the socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party lead us into a global conflagration beginning in World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, it's being done purposely for what is called the Build Back Better mantra. Joe Biden has used that since Sleepy Joe was being interviewed from his basement in Maryland. He talked about the Build Back Better mantra, and the Build Back Better is the mantra that's used by the Karl Marx Marxist regime that's in power today. You recall Barack Hussein Obama, which was another illegal president. Barack Hussein Obama said that he was going to fundamentally change America. And that's because he has Marxist roots as a socialist, communist Marxist. And as a result of that, we're finding that being carried out in the Biden administration today. It is because of the global reset approach that we see taking place today, where multitudes are being murdered with the mass genocide on a global basis because of the mindset by these globalists that we need to reduce the population of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staver with Liberty Council has said that somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 people in America have already been killed, murdered, my words, not his, as a result of the COVID vaccine. And as a result of that, some 1,290,000 human beings in America have been permanently harmed, damaged physically as a result of the so-called vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a killer shot that was developed with the plan in mind for the global genocide to reduce the population, for the global reset, for the Build Back Better mantra to force the United States of America to become a communist nation, a socialist Marxist nation, rather than being a constitutional republic. Now, hear me and hear me well. We have never been a democracy. I get a little upset even when we hear the rhinos in Tallahassee, in our city, and in our nation's capital talking about a democracy. We've never been a democracy. We were not created as a democracy. A democracy is simply mob rule, and we're watching today a constitutional republic being devolved and diminished into a socialist, Marxist, communist nation as a result of it becoming a democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad but true, and we're watching that take place each and every day. I'm looking at an article here by Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. It says, my heart breaks over the stories that we hear from countless military personnel and their families who are calling our office looking for relief. For example, a member of the Air Force was told to stay in his apartment because he declined the shot. We're talking about the COVID shot. It's called a COVID vaccination. I call it the killer shot. There's not one thing in the COVID shot that protects you from COVID. There's not one thing in the COVID shot that will reduce your getting COVID. And yet there's been the mandate for the COVID shot. And it's part of the global reset, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of the mass genocide on a global basis. And it's being forced upon us in America today under the guise, under the premises, under the lie that it will prevent COVID, and masks do not prevent COVID, and the shots do not prevent COVID, but it in fact puts every human being that takes the shot in jeopardy for his life and in jeopardy of having health problems for the balance of his life. They'll put the pharmaceuticals in position that you will depend upon pharmaceuticals for the rest of your life if you take the COVID vaccination or if you've taken the COVID shot and the second shot and then the booster, and the booster of the boosters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's dangerous. We've been lied to. Further in this article by Matt Staver. For example, a member of the U.S. Air Force is told to stay in his apartment because he declined the shot. And further, he says here, he was not allowed outside, was denied working remotely, and was severely limited to his communication with others. He has lived this way for 6 months. When he finally was called to work, he was told to move 4 boxes, just 4, and then sent back to his lonely apartment to wait again for who knows how long for other directions to be given. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with what's happening, but we're watching Sleepy Joe Biden decimate our military, decimate our national defense system. And I'm concerned about it. It's all under the guise of forcing the COVID jab. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our 4 sons. Glenn is retired law enforcement. I'm thankful for his relationship to the Lord, his stand on the word, his knowledge of what's happening on a global basis. And I'm thankful that he's found time to give us a call today and let's have a dialogue and discussion. Glenn, thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. Apparently, well, it's a known fact that people have made up their mind that all this information, a lot of folks that aren't paying attention have made up their mind that the information is so overwhelming that they're just going to keep going right along and going with the program and whatever the mainstream news tells them to do or whatever their employers tell them to do because they're just tired of hearing about it. Some of them, well, at least we could break it down to this. In general, sheep do not have the capacity to understand how evil a human being can be or an administration can be, and they don't even see it coming. Even if a wolf attacks one sheep, they say, well, it got that one. That's too bad, but it won't get me. And they just carry on with the same plan. They don't make any provisions for the future. They just say, well, it'll all work out. You know, and until it touches them directly, their finances, their home, their job, or their health, then things just go along as normal. It's sad to watch it. It reminds me of the verse, I believe it's in Proverbs, it says, with wisdom comes much sorrow, because you can see it, and the people aren't listening. You're screaming from the wall as the watchman on the wall saying, danger, danger is approaching, and some people are completely oblivious to it. It was interesting at the Freedom Summit we had this past Saturday at Christ Church down in off of Greenland Road. They had Dr. Ryan Cole, one of the prominent guys, he's an immunologist, I can't even say the word. The guy is not just a medical doctor. He's got so many degrees behind his name, it looks like alphabet soup. He knows what he's talking about. He knows. It's a matter of fact. He's not guessing. He says, why would you take what's supposedly a vaccination, and it's not, it's gene therapy. Why would you take something that was designed for a disease or virus several years ago when that same virus has mutated 3, 4, 5, 6 times? You wouldn't. It's ineffective. It was ineffective on the first one. It didn't keep people from getting sick. It didn't keep those people, when they did get sick, they'd already had the vaccine. They got sick, and then it didn't keep them from transmitting it to other people. It just kept going. Why would you take something that was intended for that original strain when we're already 5 or 6 ones down and then keep taking boosters for it? It doesn't make any sense. Not to mention, you're running the risk of not only a severe side effect, to it, but possibly death for something that might have caused harm or injury, you know, in less than 0.5%. Now we're watching multiple athletes just collapse on the field. Oh, that's normal. They just have a lot of stress. Really? The most energetic and the healthiest people among populations, not just Americans, around the world, they're just, you know, having cardiac arrest on the field. There's a running list of over 800. I think it's up to 900 now. It's not just a guess. They have the name, the age, the date, and what happened and when they keeled over and died. This is not a guess. It's fact, but it's not being promoted in the news. They're not telling you the truth. And still, you try to tell people, and you watch them just kind of glaze over like, oh, you're one of those. They don't. It's like they can't comprehend. They just can't. They don't want to hear it. They just want to go on with the way things are. As bad as all those things are, because we know the Bible says it'll get worse before it gets better. In 1 Peter chapter 1, starting about verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten to us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." We know what's coming. We have the book. We have the yes. book. We know what's coming. And we don't have to be sad as Christians. We're watching it unfold. We get sorrowful for what's going to happen to the ones that are left behind. It's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. But we have an inheritance already set aside for us in heaven, those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's incorruptible. It's not going to pass away. We have a living hope for the future. You have to be able to see that, or life's just not worth living, is it?
Absolutely. That is so well stated, and the scripture is so absolutely pointed for what we're talking about today. Glenn, you were talking about the conference that we had with Dr. McCullough and Dr. Ryan Cole and others on Saturday. I'm looking at an article that says mRNA vaccines produce persisting spike protein, likely causing clots, heart inflammations, and cancer, according to Dr. Ryan Cole. According to Dr. Ryan Cole, the messenger RNA and mRNA vaccines produce the persisting spike protein that causes severe damage to the recipient's health, such as unusual clotting and heart inflammation. And he goes on to talk about that. It says, but when you put the synthetic pseudo-medicine material in your system, the body doesn't know what to do with it, and it looks at it and says, I don't know what to do with it, so I'm going to break it down. But it also turns down our immune system, which is not a good thing, because other things like cancer viruses get awakened in our system. And you were touching on that a moment ago, Glenn, with your comments about the sports people. I believe there's been a total of like 639 athletes that have keeled over, as I could use the term, keeled over dead, or had major heart malfunctions as a result of the COVID shot, the COVID jab, the killer shot. And I'm looking at an article, Glenn, that says, famous Democrat consultant, FDA knew the vaccine was not safe and not effective. Longtime Democratic consultant and a feminist author, Naomi Wolf, has teamed with the health experts and attorneys to mobilize people to pour through the thousands of documents on the Pfizer vaccine trials that the FDA was forced to release through the lawsuit. It looks to me, this writer says, it looks to me, this is not an overstatement for what I've seen, that this was a clinical trial by August 2021. Pfizer and the FDA knew that the trial had failed. The vaccines were not safe. They were not effective. They weren't even working. The efficacy was waning, and they were seriously dangerous, according to this writer, and they rolled it out anyway. FDA, the document showed, knew that 100 microgram doses being administered during the trial suppressed the immune system and the white blood cells. Pfizer trials, which are ongoing, have found that the mRNA produced spike protein that the lipoids used to deliver it were making people very sick or dying, et cetera, et cetera. Glenn, the question is, and we've talked about it, and I know in our conference on Saturday with Dr. McCullough and Dr. Cole and others, they brought it to the forefront. Do you believe that somehow, some way, Americans have been lied to, deceived, and as a result of that, now they are dying and are medically injured for life? And do you believe that was purposeful? Do you believe that we're still being lied to? What is your thoughts, positions? Take a few moments and just talk about that for us.
Here again, you have to understand how potentially evil a human being or a group of human beings can be to profit for themselves. You have the repeating phrase. When you start hearing people say, well, we're trying to make our business or this environment or whatever they're working on, the populations, it has to be more sustainable. You start hearing keywords like that. They are telling you that there are too many people on the planet, and they have basically said that people, populations, are a cancer on the planet. They want to reduce world populations to save the Earth. Save the Earth for who? Themselves. I guess we can be their servants, but they just didn't need that many servants. The governments, well, let me back up. How many people, do you know anybody who had to buy or pay for their vaccination? Anybody? No. Why? Because the pharmaceutical companies worked it out with the governments around the world to prepay for it. They bought it in advance, lock, stock, and barrel. And it's being forced down every population's throat because it's already been paid for. In fact, I believe that it was somewhere around the 4 or 6 doses that had already been paid for every man, woman, and child. Okay? But they knew that they were going to force people to take it. The pharmaceutical companies got paid up front. Poland put them on notice, one of the pharmaceutical companies that's been providing the vaccine to them, put them on notice, hey, we're completely overwhelmed with the influx of refugees from the Ukraine, and we just can't afford to pay for the additional. And but they've got a contract. The government's going to have to continue to buy the stuff that's already been pushed on them, whether it works or not. Dr. Ryan Cole actually asked a few very thought-provoking questions. He says, why would you take, even if it were a vaccination, and it's not, it's gene therapy. It's a completely different category here. Gene therapy is not a vaccination. It doesn't have a part of the virus in it. It doesn't have the antibodies of the virus in it. Understand that's generally what a vaccine would have been. It doesn't prevent you from getting it. It doesn't prevent you from transmitting it to another person. Okay. It doesn't prevent you from potentially dying. All these things you thought would have been a vaccine. But here again, government's prepaid for it, and they're forcing it down everybody's throat or into their arms. He said, If it were a vaccine and it didn't provide protection, it didn't keep you from transmitting, it didn't keep another person from getting sick or potentially dying, why would you use it to begin with? But we've already seen the mutation from the original to the second. What was it? It was the original, then it was Delta, then it was Omicron, and then, you know, they had all the names picked out for it, and they kept pushing it on television. There's a running little guideline on the bottom, how many people were infected, how many people have died, you know, all this stuff. Okay, why would you continue to give the original shot for something that's already mutated, not just 2, 3, 4, but maybe 5, 6, 7 times? It would be completely ineffective. Did they change the ingredients? Did they modify it to the existing variant? No, they did not. Why are you still putting it in your arm? Why would you get a booster of it? Okay, he says it makes no sense. The fact that it lowers your immune system, it actually is creating a situation where your body is producing the spike protein to potentially fight the spike protein that's in the virus. But if you've already had the virus, you have the best vaccination in the world. You have immunity. You have immunity once you've gotten it. Okay, I'm not saying you couldn't get a variant down the road, but it would basically be a severe cold versus what was at the beginning. All right, but why would you put it in your arm if you know it was not successful the first go around and then you have all the variants? It doesn't make any sense. He asked a lot of good questions. I wish I could remember all of them. But he says, what is the reason for them pushing it? He said, you can only come up with the fact that it's made a ton of money, billions of dollars, for the pharmaceutical companies. But when you look at the larger scale, and doctors know what's going on, and the ones that are speaking out are being silenced or are having their reputations maligned or kicked out of hospitals so they can't practice, what is the bigger picture? And he says genocide. You are limiting the population into the future, because even if this, what they call a vaccine, that's not, even if it doesn't harm you or kill you, your body has collected that, and it has been, what he says, reverse transcribed into your DNA. So when this person who didn't get it, who's possibly of the age to be married, maybe possibly having children, your children will pick up on that, because the mother and father bring all their genetic material together, and there's the potential of it going into your offspring. Not only does this particular mRNA, or however you're saying it, culminate in your organs, your brain, but particularly in the ovaries. So in the future, the mother and the father who've had shots, they have a child who now cannot reproduce. You know, if this mother and father can have a child, that potential child will pick up on what's stored in the DNA of the mother and father. Okay, it's like some people have a genetic issue where it may skip a generation. Oh, this kid's got a genetic defect. All right, we have put that into the future. It generally takes 10 years to come out with a vaccine, because you have to have all the trials. They push this through. We are the trial. The populations of the world are the experiment. Cancer is up 40%. This is from the doctor, okay? I'm not making this up. Up 40%. That list of athletes, it's actually approaching over 900. We only have the current list that was right about 600 to 800, and now it's over, approaching 900. Healthy individuals keeling over. Oh, that's not normal. Okay, it's just not. And then some people are bragging, well, I've had the two shots, and I had the booster, and then the second booster, and nothing bad happened. Oh, okay. Well, I hope it works out for your children and your children's children, because we don't know into the future. We didn't do a 10-year trial. We are the experiment. It's a very scary thing when he demonstrates how it affects the body, how it affects the cells, and the fact that your own immune system starts fighting itself. One lady that got up and spoke, she says, remember the nurse, and she called the nurse's name, who was on television December of 2019. Actually, she wasn't on TV. It made the circuit on the internet, because mass media didn't promote it or report it at all. People with cell phones videotaped this woman who was bragging that she was one of the first that jumped in there as a medical professional to take the shot. And while she was speaking, she started kind of swaying around, got dizzy, and they had to catch her. She took a step to the side, and she collapsed. So the question this lady presented to us Saturday, she says, where is she? You haven't heard anything about her since. Where is she? Okay. The news never reported on her. She said that she offered, I think it was $1,000 or $10,000 reward to anybody who could tell her where that nurse is now, because she believes she's dead. And the medical community just didn't want to admit it. And she was
absolutely
one of the first to get the shot.
Glenn, we've got about 30 seconds on the broadcast. Would you take a moment? What we're talking about today, probably frightening a lot of people, especially as Christians. Take about 15, 20 seconds as we wrap up and tell our listeners, encourage them, what should we do? How should we then live as Christians and conservatives?
Well, here again, look at the big picture. We knew that there were going to be bad things towards the end of the book here in Revelation. It says it's going to get pretty bad. But we as Christians should be looking for our redemption. Our hope is drawing near, as it says in the book of Luke. It says, keep looking up. Our redemption's drawing nigh. We know that as Christians, we have that incorruptible inheritance in heaven. All right? Now, while we're here on earth, like I like to tell folks, I keep a foot on both rails. I got my foot on the right side for the faith, knowing that I'm going to be possibly raptured out of here, taken to heaven at any moment. And on the left foot, I've got what I need at the house. I have medical provisions for myself and my family. I mean, it would be insane to think that you couldn't provide for yourself a little bit into the future.
Absolutely. Glenn, thank you for taking time to join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the